time to start, so I'll call the meeting to order. Is we have a certification of compliance with open meeting law?
Yes, we do. It's posted with the county clerk.
Okay, we have supervisors, we have all the supervisors present except Supervisor Skolitsky. He's had a work-related excused absence.
Excuse, okay.
He's maybe out of town.
Okay, great.
And the two youth and governance members?
We don't have our two youth and governance members.
Okay.
We're expecting Madeline. We excused Eddie for tonight, but we were expecting Madeline, so maybe she'll be here yet. We'll see what happens there.
Okay.
But Chairman, if you don't mind, could we, after item number two, move item number three down before, after five, so we can do youth and governance before the sustainability?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then we'll do the number two, the feature project, Youth as Resources, Experiencing Youth Empowerment.
Great. Carmelo's going to take the lead on this and introduce YAR, and it'll be our program for this evening.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am more than thrilled tonight to be, you know, guiding the future program, which is Youth as Resources. It's a great program. It's a program that we had in partnership with the United Way of Kenosha. They are, you know, a great partner, you know, strong supporters of this program. So the YAR program is a grant-giving program. It's basically a youth-led board that meets four times a year to evaluate youth-led and youth-coordinated service projects to the community. And one of the things that is a requirement is that these projects have to be by Kenosha County residents and for Kenosha County residents. It has to have an impact in our communities. And what the YAR board do is that the youth meet with the guidance of adults, and they evaluate different projects that we select, and we invite them to show up, you know, in the meeting and do a presentation. So they read and they study these applications, you know, that has all the details about the project. So when the youth come and present, they already have a sense of, you know, what the project is. But at the end of the day, it's how the kids present the project that day that really allow them to decide which projects are worth funding and the amount of money that should be allocated to each project. And this is money that the United Ways provide every year as part of a budget that they allocate for the YAR program. So today we're gonna do a little exercise to give you a sense of how these meetings are run. Very similar to the meetings that you have. You know, it has a structure and all kinds of procedure. And we're gonna engage you in the process. And I think our YAR president will explain what your role is gonna be tonight. You're gonna have some guidance, but today you're gonna feel like you're part of the board.
Carmelo, can we introduce them first, please? And then we'll allow the supervisors to introduce themselves.
Yeah, so that's great. Thank you for letting me know this. So let's start by introducing ourselves. I guess we can start whatever you want. So
I'm Keely Dugan, the YAR president.
I'm Mike Gable, County Supervisor.
Teddy Winnett, Kenosha County UW Extension Director.
I'm Doug Noble, a County Supervisor representing a portion of Pleasant Prairie.
Amy Grile, I work with the University of Wisconsin Extension, Kenosha County, sorry. I'm an educator here.
But you can't say
that. But you can't say that.
I'm Evan Courier-Shen on the YAR board.
My name is Allison Deerfield. I'm an adult board member. Councilor Fosco, I'm also on the YAR board.
I'm Lee Presley. I'm an agriculture educator in Kenosha County.
I'm Erin Decker. I'm a Kenosha County Board Supervisor. I'm also on the YAR board.
I'm Greg Retzloff, County Board Supervisor of the new Village of Summers.
And I believe you know me. I'm Carmelo Davila, the Youth Development Educator, and I know.
Cam Warner, Vice Chair of the County Board.
Great. So I guess, are we ready to start the exercise?
Sure.
Okay, great. So we're going to recreate the meeting from scratch, you know, the way it's done every time we meet.
Okay, so I would just like to welcome you to our kind of mock YAR. you will be kind of like our board members tonight, and then I am hopefully going to direct the meeting just as we usually would, and this will be an example of a grant presentation meeting when we see grants and then vote on them, and you'll all get to participate. First of all, I would call the meeting to order with my handy gavel. And usually we do the Pledge of Allegiance and the YAR Pledge. So,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And then typically we would vote on our secretary report.
Did we not miss the YAR Pledge?
We missed the YAR Pledge. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I memorized it. As a member of Kenosha County Youth Best Resources, I will support my community by giving back. I will transform myself by building knowledge and skills. I will commit myself to the idea that youth can be leaders. I am your resource. And then we would review our secretary report from the previous meeting and vote on it. And then our treasurer would present the treasurer report. And then we would go into our grant sessions. So I would call them in.
Keely, do you have copies of the grants?
I think
we have copies of the grants
that we
do. Yes,
we do. So we would have, as Carmelo was saying, we would normally have these by the time the meeting happens, unless it's a last minute addition.
Part of everything.
And so we would have already looked through this. So we have just chosen two grant presentations. So we're going to act. I apologize if my acting skills are not great. But we're gonna do two presentations. So we're going to do the first one. Okay, so Keely would introduce us. Sorry.
Our first grant presentation tonight is the Lake View Tech. You can feel free to stand at the front of our table. Our treasurer will be holding up time cards. Every minute of your presentation, you're allowed 3 minutes. And after that, she'll hold up the stop time card, and then there will be a short time afterwards for questions. So please stay standing. And you can start whenever you're ready.
Hi, I'm Bryce Boldus. Me and my classmates in a physics class at the Lakeview Technical Academy are asking YAR to fund our project. We're building a radio, and we need money to mobilize the radio so that we can use it to communicate with other classes.
Yeah, so we're gonna mobilize it. We have to take a test, and assuming that's what the other grant is for, it helps us pay for the test. And it says the licensing exam, if you guys look under what are you going to do. So we're going to get this exam, and then we're going to build this radio. And we're asking for money for $477.15 to make it mobile so that we can bring it to to Southport's Elementary School's Robotics Club.
Yeah, Mr. McCray, our teacher, would like to use this radio in future classes. So once we start the project, he'll continue keeping it up to date every year and hopefully use it continuously. Some other classes that voice interest were our physics classes, our biotech. We have an IT program at our school, and some of our tech and English classes are also looking to use it.
So we know this will be successful when we're able to pass the test and build the radio, and then also when we bring it to the one school with the robots.
And what we learned from this, it will give us knowledge and allow us to practice our communication skills. Thank you. for your time.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
I do.
Oh, great.
I'm not sure exactly, again, what you're going to do with the radio. Can you describe? I understand you're going to be building the radio, but what, how will the radio be used?
We're going to bring it to the elementary school, and we're going to work with one robotics class.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're doing what? I still have
time out. As yard board, you're pretending you're on the yard board, and you're reviewing the grants that they're requesting funds for, and you actually grant money to them. So that's what we're doing.
It's a radio. I must admit, I'm kind of confused too.
Okay.
And I'll understand if you guys don't know, because this is
right. Okay.
All
right.
Okay. So, can I also say another kind of in a timeout from this? We then had the teacher, whoever this teacher is. This is the reason we chose this. Actually, there's a reason we chose this. We had the teacher sit in the back and then continue to explain the grant. So, as much information as we provided, the students also. So the teacher then sat in the back and explained the entire grant. So we are actually acting well, because we don't know that much, and neither did the students up here. So that was
evident that night, is what you're trying to say.
So that's what we're trying to show.
Okay.
Well, then
so then he would have come in and started talking.
The teacher shared more specific information.
That was a strange night, you know.
However, it was not that much more clarifying. That we were still like, he just introduced a lot of technological terms.
Yeah, so
that
let me
we just
throw some words. Like the digital terminal node controller. The solar battery charging kit. Oh, that sounds normal. So,
I mean, we're awarding you this based on your ability to express what
correct.
It is.
Correct.
So, I mean,
correct.
You can't
right.
describe what you're
correct.
Talking about. So this isn't a good thing that the board members are saying.
Correct.
We don't understand.
Our
money's
going to
go.
That is kind of the purpose of this.
That's what this
was.
The question that I would have, how would that benefit the community? Direct impact.
We want to teach the younger kids about radio and how they can use it.
By bringing it to one elementary school.
Yeah.
Are you building a wireless network, a small antenna?
We're trying. We have the grant money to make the actual radio, but we want to be able to mobilize it, and that's what we're asking.
Oh, this is to make it mobile, to
yes.
go to the one school.
Yes.
Oh, correct.
I'm not a technology person. What do you mean by make it mobile?
Because right now we're going to have to keep the radio in our school. But if you fund our project, we'll be able to take it around to other schools.
At wheels?
Not exactly.
Okay, it's the mobile digital terminal node controller.
Okay. I actually understand those terminology.
Okay, good.
How big is this that you need to make it mobile?
They had a big bulletin board thing, and it looked about this big. It looked
pretty
small.
Just pick it up then?
time out from like us, whatever. So it sounded like it was going to connect to something else. Like
the grant was for that it could connect to, so that it could
connect
access the other radio at the other school, because right now it only did like their school. They
yeah,
wanted to be
was,
like
it.
Or
yeah.
some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're starting again.
No.
Are you talking about? Excuse me.
I think we get the
ham radio. Is that what you?
I don't think it was a ham.
Yeah,
oh.
It didn't sound like.
Actually,
it
she's
was
running.
Some.
She's running.
Oh,
we should
I'm
be
sorry.
Looking at her.
I apologize.
Yeah, that's right. She's our teacher now.
I apologize. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is this a ham radio?
I think
I'm used to talking
that
about
terminology.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
I think it was a ham radio.
Yeah, it was a ham radio. But I have to use the like the jargon, you know.
Okay. Okay.
So they weren't necessarily moving it from one place to the other. The mobility was the connecting of the two schools.
Yes, it was for, yes, if you look at some of these other, like, so what they've included, what they've also included was their, or we've included, right, was our grant proposal for how we got the initial funds.
So you have other funding for this project?
Correct. Okay. We have other funding. So we got another fund for about $1,700, and the rest of that talks about it in the rest of the pages attached. So normally
the job board look at all those factors, you know, what's the overall cost of the project, what is it coming in, and
okay, go to the next one.
Do you have any other questions?
Go to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we will move on to CDS prom. And again, feel free to start whenever you're ready.
Let me pass out the grant.
I will also just say, as an interjection, having been at a few of these grant meetings, this room is often packed in the peanut gallery with all their parents, all their grandmas, the teachers. I mean, it's like you can't believe how many people we get in this room, all for them to see this 3-minute presentation. It's really cool. It's
right.
Very cool.
In this room?
In this room, right here, in this very room. Yes.
We've seen more than 30 people in this room.
Yes.
You can fit 30
and
people.
And cameras are going just like this, and the video cameras. It's really pretty cool to see the kids.
I'm standing up again.
Good evening. My name is Anne-Marie Luer, and I am presenting the CDS prom for Kenosha Unified School District. We want to host a prom for the special need kids in Kenosha Unified from all three schools, and we want to be able to give them the opportunity to attend a prom since they typically don't have the opportunity to attend a regular prom. And we will obviously address all the special needs children, but we also want to invite the people from the STEP program, and also the volunteers will benefit because they get to experience that. And around 76 people will benefit. The youth involvement is we are completely responsible for planning the project and finding funds, setting up, spreading the word, everything. And we will work with some school teachers to, obviously, because it's at the school and whatnot. And we will know it's successful just based on the satisfaction of the kids there, how much they enjoyed it, and how many people attend. And so we are requesting $500 to help pay for the decorations. And if there are any other questions.
How are they invited? How do people know they're welcome to attend this event?
We are spreading word, and we let the CDS special need classrooms know.
Okay. And have you done this before?
This is the first one.
Okay. What prompted this to do this? Just kind of what?
Because this was one of the last. I believe that what happened was a teacher saw a need or something and asked.
Oh, it was the, so I go to the school that hosted this, so I know a lot of the people who are involved in it. The kids who ran this, they are very involved in the special needs program. Like, they have like special needs siblings and whatnot, so them and their friends got really involved, and they're like, oh, hey, you know, they're a great group of kids, and we'd like to have them experience the same thing that we get to, so why not have one for them?
Yes.
What prom were they going to? Indian Trail?
No, it's their own CDS prom.
It's our own separate prom. So there's only going to be 76 students there. That's how many, you know, the need that we saw. So there's only going to be 76 students present at the prom. And they walk in, I believe, on a red carpet, and they get a crown when they walk in, and they have the pictures, and they do everything that would happen at any other typical high school.
Where are you going to have it? In a school?
It's at Indian Trail.
Oh, I saw that. That's why I thought it was Indian Trail.
Yeah, it is a separate event from the Indian Trail prom. Yep. So it, there's not that mixed.
So it's obviously you feel that they wouldn't attend the regular one. It just wouldn't work or it wouldn't be appropriate.
Correct.
Or some, whatever the reasons are. It's just,
yes, they don't normally attend the regular prom.
But
school.
Okay.
We're at the regular school sponsored now. This is what they were saying.
Do we have any other questions?
Are you seeking additional funding outside of this grant?
Yes, we are. We're going to get everything donated is our goal. So the food and there was a photo booth, the music, the DJ, all of that we're going to get donated.
Are you getting help from the special needs teachers? I mean.
Yeah. I would say they were the ones who gave us the names of the students to invite.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And then, I would say everyone is now excused from the meeting as we make our deliberations regarding the grant presentations. You will receive a letter from Kenosha County within a week informing you of our decision. Thank you so much again. And then they would leave, and then we would enter a time of discussion about each grant proposal, one by one.
Now, I have a question. The Yard Board, like I'm your age right now, or are the adults the ones who make the decision?
Who makes the decision?
It's the youth and then the adults. And then if you want to explain how we decide, explain the dots and who goes first.
Well, first let's say the makeup of the board is 12.
Yes.
And
nine youth and three adults.
Okay.
Two of those adults are here. Allison and Aaron are two of them. So it's 3 to 9 is their 12. And it's always led by a youth. Okay. The president.
So
and vice president and secretary.
That's
and
right,
treasurer.
All the officers except the parliamentarian.
Yes.
Okay.
So I would start with the Lakeview Tech and ask if you had any questions or comments or how did you like it?
Seems to me they weren't very prepared.
It's very difficult to understand. On a plus side, they have other funding, so that part's nice. They're not coming to us for the whole kebang. However, it was very confusing to understand what it would do and how is it benefiting the community.
That's the question I have: is how is it benefiting the community, or how is this necessarily a service project that will benefit the community? Because asking. You know, just having it as a mobile thing where they might do it at another school really doesn't benefit the community, and that's one of the main requirements for our grants is that it benefits the community.
Right. They just kept saying one school, which seems to be a small 13 youth total will be affected by this.
For an investment of how much? $500?
$477.15.
They're both about the same amount.
Yeah.
How much money do we have?
At this point, I think we had 1,900, didn't we?
We said 400.
Well, okay, so we would, I think that at this, when we were looking at each of these grants, they may not have been in the same cycle, but we've recently, you usually have enough to fund the majority, if not all of them, each grant we get. We usually get $1,500 a grant. So if these were our, we would say that these were our only two grants, we do have $1,500 to spend.
Okay.
Explain to them the dots and the and bank, and so that way they're aware that we don't have to spend all the money too.
This is our voting process. We have these little sticky dots, and we put the charts up on the cabinet right there, and then the youth actually vote first so that they have more influence, because usually we have more money than is needed to fund all the grants, and then they have more influence on which grants get more funded. And then we always have a bank sheet in which if you do not feel like any of the grants are worthy, or if you don't want to use all your funds that you're allotted with the dots, then you can always put funds in the bank.
And each dot is worth $10.
Yes, the 10 brackets.
You wanted to have a little taste of
the process? Are we voting?
Well, we're still discussing. So.
Oh, okay. We will get to vote.
Yes.
Okay.
So
yes.
You let me know, and I put them in the wall. So yeah.
Do it now.
So,
get it ready.
So I honestly don't think that the technology project fits our guidelines. So I don't think we should fund this. And I think we should let them know that we would be willing to fund what they're asking for, but they need to make sure that it helps the community more. I think we should let them know that they can come back to us if they come up with an idea to help the community better to ask money.
That was the question. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do, but they never explain,
well,
you know, how they're moving this out into the community.
Also, from what they said, it sounded like the supervisor was confusing them too, so that just doesn't rub well, I guess, if you've got the person in charge, it's confusing. If I'm right, what you're kind of what you were insinuating.
I believe the students didn't fully explain
that's what I meant,
build the radio. The students didn't yet because they hadn't advanced that much in the class, so the teacher was explaining everything in terms that they had not learned yet. So it was mostly the adult speaking, which we've added a new little comment in my kind of spiel at the beginning that only youth speeches will be taken into consideration because we had quite a bit of adult interruptions.
Good, that's good.
Okay, should we discuss the next one?
Sure.
Oh, there's a third one?
Second one.
Comments on the CDS project. This one seems much stronger. 76 youth will be involved.
You know, and the need, I think, is expressed in that these students aren't participating in prom, and so it gives them an opportunity to have a similar experience as other youth in the high school, give them a chance to have a good time.
That's the way I felt, too, is I'm sure they know more than I would that this is the better way for them to do it for whatever reason. So
and it was like three high schools, I believe, bring them in from other high schools.
Yeah, what I noticed is it seems to be the whole unified school district as opposed to just one of the schools, so it's all three high schools, right?
We also made the point that it addressed a need in our community that is often overshadowed by some other presentations like feeding the homeless and tie blankets, mm-hmm. and ones that we typically get, this one really stood out to us.
It's a lot more exclusive.
So now we would go into a time of voting. We have these dots. Because there's nine of you, I'm going to exclude Erin from the voting because she gets to do this all the time. But so you'll each get six dots. We don't have the amount of funds we typically would have, but we just want to give you a feel of how you would allot your funds.
And there, each dot is $10.
Each dot is $10. So.
And so we would normally then split up the money evenly, so the $1,500 based on however many board members were present, but we're just doing a small scale.
Sure.
So we're not going to do the $1,500 that we would normally have, if that makes sense.
Did he just take some of mine? How many did we get?
Two each.
Two each. I'll just keep passing them down.
And then we decided that we're not going to fund the technology project, so... Did we take that down?
How many dots?
You get six dots all together. Thank you.
Did we take that down? That sheet down where it wasn't even up to...
So
we didn't even have it up there, did
we?
The technology one.
How do we vote now?
Here, let me do it first. How's that sound?
She'd be the youngest in the room.
I'm always the oldest in the room with this crowd. Here, so I'm taking my six dots now. We're not going to fund the Lakeview technology one because that doesn't meet our guidelines. So we took this down, right? It's not even up.
Did you make a motion to do that first?
Yes.
Someone made a motion to say because that does not meet our requirements, I move we do not, we disqualify it.
Yep.
Okay, that was voted on. They were disqualified. Yes. They now come down.
But we explained to them, just as Erin was saying, we told them. We gave them, the letter went out that says we didn't fund you, but here's why. You know, here's how you didn't fit in. Here's how you could make it better. Mm-hmm. We gave them suggestions. We had that was a very long meeting because we had another adult interjection, which we've never experienced before. We had very long, lengthy discussions about quite a few things.
Okay.
And this was definitely one of them. Provide that, because we want to fund them. It's again, something we don't normally fund. Mm-hmm. But
so I basically have $60 here, and I can either say that I want my $60 to go to the CDS prom, or if I don't think I don't want it all to go there, I can put it in the bank, which means it stays in the bank, that we just keep it and roll it over to the next meeting.
But in a real situation, you'd have all the money. If you wanted to give them 500, you could give them all the 500.
Yeah, right? Well, no. If you would add everyone's up, it equals.
I got it, because we
yes.
were divided. Gotcha.
No, I only get
yeah. your allocation.
One ninth of what there is.
Yes. Yes.
This is a
government. And then there's a square around 500 because that's
what?
The limit.
That's the limit.
Now, some grants only ask for, let's say, $260, so it would be around the 260 and we'd stop there.
Yeah. You don't give them more than what they ask for.
Exactly.
So when we hit $500, the voting's over.
Then you have to put it in the
everything
bank, which every time I vote, everything goes in the bank because I'm the last to vote. Because I'm
they're
the oldest.
That's totally fine. I mean, the jar board sometimes like to be.
The bank
know,
is on the right.
You know, cautious.
Yep,
so if they don't feel, they bank some money.
And we just had a project last meeting where, I can't remember what it was, but let's say they asked for $500, but we didn't actually think they needed, what was it, $80 for something? I can't remember what it was.
That's you can pick out. I remember there was some refreshments and
yeah.
you discussed.
What
that.
Was it? And we did. We, let's see. No, one of them, like they asked for 500, but like 80 of it was for transportation. And,
okay,
you know,
so
the last few of us,
yeah.
well, not as a group.
Yeah, that was
But I went up there and I had $80 left and it had been funded up to like the 420. And I felt, I personally felt, I'd rather bank the money than give them the $80
okay.
to
so you had
the transportation.
Power.
Yes, I did actually. Usually I don't though.
So how did you say, explain how you had that power right there?
Because everyone else had gone up and had funded up to like $420 and they were asking for $500. Like 80 of it was for transportation or something, and instead of me putting the dots to fill in and get that 500, I just banked it all. So then they got the funding for 420, which was for like whatever, I can't remember what they were asking for, but
mm-hmm.
it didn't fund their transportation.
No. But they got 420.
Yes, but they didn't get the full amount, the 500 they asked for.
I think one of the important lessons that the youth learn in this program is, you know, how to be responsible, you know, in a nonprofit, you know, environment where you have to be, you know, you manage your funds, you know, caution, you want to make sure that, you know, that money is going to translate into community service. So sometimes they bank the money, they feel like maybe the entire amount is necessarily good.
Yeah, we have what? 8 openings after the school year?
That many seniors.
We got a few applications. We were in other ways, we're going to post it in the website. So I think there's a
prize. Either one or two. They're all seniors this year. So.
Okay, great. So
she's actually staying. Because everyone else is graduating.
You know what? I'm sending you the flyers from the Panetta Parental Fundraising. I'll insert some flyers
definitely wanna
from the job applications.
Take some of the names that we don't pick for
a
month.
Yeah, exactly. When they get the letter,
we're
going to have an application for that.
And hopefully in the next 2 weeks we'll hear from
you. Explain a little bit too.
Yes, exactly.
I lose them.
You don't get the vote again?
Usually I do.
She has it all.
I surrendered my thoughts.
treasurer's job, which is also a youth member, to kind of rile these up and say what everything got.
So CDS prom was allotted $380 out of $500, and the bank now has $100 in addition to whatever we would have at that point, and then they would add that and announce that fund. And then usually we would have a few other items to discuss, and then typically we would break off into group discussion time. We have a outreach committee, a program committee, and a membership committee, and those talk about how we're going to advertise to the community and get more grants coming in, things like that. And then if we didn't have anything else that meeting, we would usually discuss the upcoming service project also before we adjourned, which right now we're going to First Step Service this month. Yep. Next Tuesday. And we're serving a meal to the homeless. And then we would adjourn the meeting after all of our discussion was completed. And that would be
It was obvious the reason why we chose the first one, and then the reason we chose the CDS prom was they won our Leonard and Patricia Johnson Award for service, for like the best service project with that. There's also an added piece that they have to provide us with a book of what they've done as photo evidence, journal evidence of what they have done.
After the fact?
After the fact, yeah.
We should have brought some of those.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
And the pictures, I mean, everyone can speak to that. The pictures from that were just...
Part of the presentation is they brought a book
of
last year's prom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like
for
the photo book of all the kids in the photo booth and stuff like that. So that was part of the piece that we didn't get to see. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, the second to last meeting, we go through all the books that we get for all the service project, and we choose the best service project that we funded for the year, and they get the award.
And that was this. So we also are funding it again this year, but we did the one last year that won our award.
This year, I think they're expanded.
Yes.
And how many meetings do you have a month?
One a month.
And you are, and at every meeting, you actually have to just.
No, we do that. Well, we meet, I think, from September to May, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And either four or five times. So
four,
we have done it five one time, like I think last year.
We have an extra bonus meeting?
Yeah, we did, because we had extra money or something.
So four meetings you do it. You
do this.
How many typically do you have to pick from?
And somewhere between two and five.
Yeah. And let me remind you all that the funding for this all comes from United Way. So it's the United Way campaign, after they've had all their allocations, this is how they fund youth projects in the community. So they designate an amount of money they're going to designate just to YAR that they allow this group, this YAR board, to reinvest in the community. Hmm. So it's a plug to give to United Way.
It is, it was. I got it.
Great. Thank you. Anyone
Excellent.
Have any other... Any additional questions?
Thank you all very much. You are
Thank
more
you.
Than welcome
Thank
to
you.
Stay for the rest of the meeting, or you're at your pleasure, but they're going to move on to the rest of their meeting. But thank you all very much.
Thank you.
You can leave the gavel.
Everyone loves the
Never
gavel.
Never give up your weapon.
You adjourn and everything?
No, she says adjourn, we're out of here.
I just want to add one extra piece. I should have mentioned this. There is an endowment fund set up at the Kenosha Community Foundation that was created by Patricia Johnson after Leonard passed away. She used the funds in his estate to create the endowment fund. The endowment fund was the idea to keep it going over time. That we eventually, if the United Way funds ever disappeared or there weren't enough, the fund could create money to keep this going. it's not gotten that large, unfortunately. It's not growing as fast as we would like. I will say that when Patricia Johnson passed away 2 years ago, her family did give money from her estate, so it got a little extra boost. So I'm going to, again, give a shameless plug that the Endowment Committee is hosting a fundraising event on April 23rd at Panera. And if you go to Panera that night between 4 and 8 and eat and take that flyer, you got to have that flyer in your hand and make a purchase, proceeds will go to the Yard Endowment Fund that night. So we're encouraging everybody to eat at Panera that night.
And whatever you buy, they'll...
Whatever you buy, they're going to give us a percentage of the...
As long as you turn
as long
the
as you got the flyer in, yeah, you got to have the flyer. And we're not allowed to be in the parking lot handing you the flyer either.
Just run through and put them on the windshield.
Oh, yes. They won't let me do that. So take as many as you'd like to pass them on.
Do you want
to
put these? So,
that'd be great. Okay, you want some more?
I'll take one more.
Well, you can't make copies to put on the desks upstairs, can you?
Sure I can.
Put them upstairs tonight.
I'll make copies the next door.
Yeah.
And across the hall. There, yeah.
Why don't you, can you actually get in front of the microphone and mention it?
Citizens' comments.
And citizens' comments and then pass them out to the supervisor?
I could do that.
Why don't you do that?
I'll give you this, mine, because then I'll get one when they're upstairs.
Yeah,
okay. I can do that. Too. Well, you can have extra.
Yeah, but...
I mean, that's a shameless plug. That's
it is a shameless plug.
Hey, John O'Day plugs it.
You might have to explain a little bit about
10%er, might as well plug that.
Right? I can do that during citizens' comments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Do we just say anyways?
No, but I will.
Because okay. That's first.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right, very good. All right, so we're moving sustainability down. You can do youth and governance.
Right, youth and governance. And I think did you hand that
out? I did say that.
I have made a recommendation. This recommendation is strictly based on the scores. And I've got some more, and I don't know if we're going to want to look at all that, but this is strictly how they scored. But we kind of had an odd situation and talked to Teddy about it, and because only two of us scored every person, the results are, and it happens that the two people that scored the first day were low scores. And the two people that scored the second day were high scores. So consequently, only one person made the top 12 from the first day. And I actually tried to do a couple techniques for handicapping, like they do for handicapping golf, by throwing out the top and the low, and it really didn't make a difference. So what I came up with here is strictly the top 1 through 12, and they're all in. But I do have one other spreadsheet that I guess I'll share. First of all, Teddy, here are the sheets for the scores.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Doug, you're saying of the first night that...
That you scored...
Only one person made it?
Only one person made it from the first night.
Oh, that's... I got... issues with that can't be.
Well,
I don't know how that worked. I mean, well, these guys had to be Michael Jordan to not. I mean, these last 12 kids had to be. You know.
Well, okay. Well,
I mean, I'm not sure.
11
about,
out of the 12 the second night.
The problem is, Supervisor Gable and I are high scorers, and you and Skolitsky were tougher. So
that's totally unfair to them, then.
Well,
that's totally unfair to the kids that were first.
He's working on that.
Okay.
This is a spreadsheet right here, and you guys like to share that. And Kim?
Does everyone?
Basically, in yellow is everybody that interviewed on the second night. So Sage Holloway is the only one from the first night who rose above the what I consider the skewed mechanism of how we happen to have it. With it just... You know, in normal situation, the two youth and governance, and I get this from talking to Teddy because I'm the first time, there's two supervisors interviews everybody and two youth and governance would interview it. So you'll have four consistent people. And then when you switch other people in and out, it sort of blends in. But in this case, if you look at the situation there, I don't think I printed the one, but in...
the first day, I actually did a handicapping and threw out the first and the, you know, the first and the highest and the lowest. And Greg and Mike split the highest and the lowest on the first day. Kim and I split the highest and the lowest on the first day. On the second day, Kim was the lowest on every single one but one, and I was the lowest on the other one. So it just totally flip-flopped to a, the whole, the scenario is we had two really high scorers that replaced two really low scorers, and those really high scorers won the day for all the people, almost all the people they interviewed. Now, I do have one here, actually. I didn't ever show Teddy, I just did this today. Unfortunately, I can't seem to come up with, I'm not totally happy with anything, all of it, but I don't really, I think I might have a suggestion here, or maybe you will. Here's one, I don't really like this, but I'm not suggesting that we go by this one. I just did it so that you can kind of see. I threw out everybody but me and myself and Kim, because we're the only ones that interviewed everybody, just to see where everybody would fall. And if you did that, this Sage Holloway, she made it anyways. She's in white and she was on the first day. This Adam Larson is the highest other person besides her. And then the other people in white, you know, in the middle there, Ashley Dabbs and Jasmine, and Jasmine's Zedon and Michael Hurdle, you know, they basically go above the other people in white. So well, here's my suggestion. Here's the last and final one I'm going to hand out. Whoop.
Yep.
I'm just passing. What I might suggest, other than the thing that I did, and this is taking something from what Kim said at the last night, we have in the past tried to get a person from every school that interviewed, and you will see we have two people from Lakeview Tech Academy, and Lakeview Tech Academy happens to be, well, they made one of those presentations tonight. That is a school that's not represented in my original recommendation. And this Adam Larson, who happens to be the highest one from the first day, one of the highest two, and Sage already made it, he happens to be from Lakeview Technical College, or Academy. And this lady named, this person named Paige Sigmund was from the list of those, of, you know, just Kim and I understand that's not a good method and I'm not going by that, but she was pretty low. So I might make a suggestion that if we do want to get a person from Lakeview Tech Academy, his preferred committee is joint services, and Paige's number two is joint services, we could flop Adam Larson and Paige.
I see what you're saying.
Paige, yeah. Sigmund.
Because then we would get
A person from Lakeview Tech
and
Academy.
And we get someone who interviewed the first night.
And we get another person that we interviewed the first night. Now, having done both, and I don't know, Kim, if you would agree, I would say the second night was stronger overall. Mm-hmm. I don't think to the proportion that we would only have one person from the first night. But I think overall the second day the people were stronger, but honestly,
I think historical?
It is historical. It's usually the second night that has the stronger group of candidates, and they don't have any time to go and talk to the other students. So I don't know what it is that second group is always, so always seems to be stronger. The other thing I want to point out is with my scoring, I was so thrown off on that first night. Because I came here not prepared to do scoring. And all of a sudden, I had to do it. So the second night, I was a little bit more prepared for it. So that could have skewed some of the numbers, too, because it was like catch-up time.
So for those who weren't here the first night, have you explained what happened?
Yes, she explained that night.
From that. And I do want to say, for the record, we expected Madeline to be here this evening.
Yes, I called her dad, Kerry, who happens to be a friend of mine, and I asked him if I could speak to him about his daughter, and he says, well, as a matter of fact, she's standing right here, so you can talk to her. He also informed me that they were all out in Colorado on a ski vacation. So Madeline gets on the phone, and I said, Madeline, I understand that you're not feeling well. No, I'm not feeling well. I said, really? I said, because if you're not feeling well, why are you out in Colorado on a ski vacation? Well, I said, did you know about this ahead of time? And she said, yes, she did. And I said, you have put the committee in a very difficult position by agreeing to show up for these interviews and then not showing up for them. I said it was very inconsiderate and very unprofessional, and also that was your responsibility to be there. You had promised to be there, and that was part of your job as a youth and governance representative. And I told her, I said, you need to be there on Wednesday night to explain to the committee why you lied to them. And here she's not here. So, I mean, that, to me, that is a huge thing against her responsibility to the committee. And I will leave it up to the committee to decide what to do with that.
Doug, based on your, now, I would normally ask him, but she was kind of out of sorts, let's just say, the first night, so she might not have been in the groove. Looking at your list, just from, not from your scores, but from what you remember, your notes you wrote down, the people you have listed on this, do you believe those are the candidates that should be on there? Or do you think, looking at the names that aren't on there,
I actually think
some numbers should be swapped around, not based on scores, but based on your gut?
My gut says there's the scores are somewhat skewed. I kind of like the fact of putting a Lakeview Tech person on there, and he is the strongest one of, I believe he looks like he may have been the strongest one of that, at least if you look at the vote of just the two of us. Now, what I thought I could do is, I have the sheets. If those of you that didn't get to look at both of them could take a look at just the two sheets, you can't interview them, and then see if you would agree, just between the two of them, Paige, and that's an easy switch because it was both their one and two, joint services. If you want to look at the sheets of Adam Larson, you know, the application, the written one, versus who was the lady now?
Paige.
Paige, yeah. Paige Holloway?
Sigmund.
No, Paige.
Paige Sigmund.
Sigmund. You want to do that real quick?
I don't.
No?
Here's, okay.
The written applications are so different than the interviews. Yeah. I mean,
my recommendation is that we would put the Lakeview Tech person in there and move Paige down to the second alternative.
Okay, so you want to change this?
Yes.
You're basing it on this sheet.
After I sent that out, I looked at it one last time today during lunch, and I thought, I think we should put the Lakeview Tech person in there from the first day.
Is there anyone? Okay.
Here's.
Greg, is there anyone that stuck out to you that you believe should be on the list?
Then
discuss it with Greg and Kim, because they were both at both nights.
I can obviously see the problem Mike and I had is we were way different on our scoring. Because we just are. Not like Aaron and Mike, no one got below a 90. Well, you got one guy below a 90. I mean, we got people in the 50s. There's not that big a difference, okay? We ranked this way different. Okay, they're not. I don't care. All right, I didn't see him, but there is no way there's 40-point difference between these two kids. It can't be.
I said these guys take out when they started with 200 applications.
I can't remember now. Yeah.
They took out.
No, they started with 24.
20.
No,
I mean originally.
26.
How many applied?
Oh, 28.
But 28
only 28 sent in applications, and we narrowed it down to 24.
Okay, so I mean, you weeded out
four.
And why? What do you weed them out for?
So you don't have to interview all night. We cut it off at 24. Because
One of the things that this Paige doesn't have is she doesn't have her county supervisor down. Also, to me, I almost think that's a weed out. If you don't have your county supervisor down.
I wish I'd gone the second night. I could have just sat in the corner. Because I feel I did these kids an unjust service by giving them a 51. I mean, that's...
Well, that's an issue I've had in past years, that I believe that the same people should interview both nights.
I mean, if Kim gave her a 76...
You would have the same...
I'm sorry. Kim gave her, and Mike gave, or Doug, a 74. Mike and I are 51-61. And she's a fine young lady. I did it strictly by... I mean, I really hit them hard when they didn't know what we did. I mean, I gave them a 1. You ask a person, what does the county do? I have no clue. And you gave them 9s on that. You had to. And Aaron gave them 10.
No, I gave them...
They got 100, Aaron. You got 2 100s.
Yeah.
Now, Eddie works here.
So does Rihanna.
Okay, so Jacob Gross knew what we did?
Yes. There were a couple in there that were shocked.
Okay, so you gave all these people, all these kids had to have known exactly what we did by committee?
No, you can...
Do you see my point?
Yes, I do.
I mean, with the scoring is... I gave a 1 to something I didn't know what we're doing.
I would give a 2. Yeah. I gave 1 or a 3.
And you're telling me that all these guys didn't sit there and go, I don't know.
No, they didn't. Only one did, and I gave that person a 1. The other ones came up with something. It may have been wrong.
Night, there were a lot of...
If they came up with something that wasn't correct, I gave them 3 points for at least trying.
I will say that first...
See, I didn't. It was 1. If you don't know what we're doing, that's a 1. I didn't give them a... Now, so...
See, I did that too. If they didn't know what we did, I just gave them 1.
You can tell Mike and I were really tough.
I remember the first lady on the second night, Anna.
Anna.
She rattled off about 7 things. And we were like, whoa.
Of services, yeah. And
I don't think anybody was that good the second night.
Then maybe I'm wrong.
Is there anyone that you feel that you think should be on
I really
gig?
Think,
oh, she said her
if I told if her. I had to really push for 2, it would be what Sage is arguing.
Well, and
it'd be these 2 kids. Andrew Carollo, this kid.
He's the
first
alternate.
I would really push for him. I thought
he was.
Did.
Oh, okay.
And Andrew. Tyler McCarthy were the 2 I had ranked.
He
as you can see, I gave those are my. See that I gave my 76 and 72, my 2 top guys, Larson and Carollo. I guess Adam Larson.
Well, actually. It's interesting you say that, Supervisor, because in the alternates, Andrew Carondo is first, Adam Larson is second, and Andrew Caroli is third.
Yeah.
So they ranked pretty
right.
high.
Okay, then I'm not going to belabor this, but I'm just saying is, I'd like, why can we add, I don't know.
Well,
can we get one
John,
of these other guys in from the first group?
That's what I think I'm saying is, in your recollection of what happened that night, the first night, was Mr. McCarthy... And Mr. Larson, or who? Andrew Caroli, were they just as good as some of our other ones that are on there in your 2 recollections? Or would you say the ones on the second night were better than them?
You need it if you want.
You see their picture? I know. It's like trying to show That's why we take their pictures.
I
got the pictures
this. He was
in
that
my
little
phone
guy. I don't mean to degrade him. Remember, he was that he's kind of a shorter little guy. Liked him, and here was the other.
So was he better than some people on the second night? That's what I'm asking. And same with Mr. McCarthy.
Better.
Okay, take a look at the sheet right here once.
I don't think that they were better than the.
If you take a look at that sheet of the 4 people that this Adam Larson, okay? I know it's not Greg's. It wasn't in Greg's top.
This one.
But Adam Larson, not counting Sage, who Sage made it, and Sage was strong. She was the strongest on that first night, no doubt about it. Adam Larson had the highest score of that second night for myself, for Mike, and for Kim, not counting Sage.
From the first night.
From the first night. Mike Skalitsky gave this Adam Larson his highest score for that. No, I'm sorry, second highest. Not counting Sage.
For Mike, that's pretty impressive.
For Mike, Mike's...
And he gave Mr. Andrew Carroll
the
third highest.
We like Andrew,
and
Mike
McKenna
and I
Miles, too.
Andrew up.
Who?
Mike and I love Andrew.
And
McKenna Miles,
and
too.
Andrew Carroll.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, you gave McKenna a low score, while Skalitsky gave her a higher score.
So I'm just saying, out of the 4 people that judged, that, you know... Adam Larson, and he fits the bill of another school represented, as opposed to having one, two, three, four from Tremper, we would have still three from Tremper and one from Lakeview Tech Academy. It gets another person from the first night, and three of the four people that judged.
We talked about the kid from St. Joe's and about having one student from each school, but the one from St. Joe's wasn't even...
We just couldn't justify
this. This I can justify because it is, you know, it makes sense. I mean, they're close enough.
And the whole issue of different people seeing them. I think you're all raising valid points about how difficult it is when you only see them the one night, and then another group, it's very evident this year, probably more than any other, this discrepancy in the scores.
Right.
Maybe we should meet as...
So who is the one that you like the best? Andrew Corley?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one I did. Yeah. And, yeah.
Well, then why don't we put him and Andrew as first alternates?